Tanya for the ninth day of Teves is at the beginning of Perek Tes, chapter 9. It's on page 26. The number at the bottom of the page is 36. The Alter Rebbe has described the two souls, the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal soul, and the godly soul, the Nefesh HaLikis, and explained how each of them has 10 powers, and these powers express themselves through 3 garments, and that the godly soul is a part of holiness, a part of God from above, and the animal soul is part of Klipa. And then he explained the various levels of Klipa, the totally dark Klipa and the Klipas Mega, and the difference between them in terms of how unholy they are and how difficult it is to reclaim them once they've been committed. Now the Alter Rebbe goes back to describing the nesham, the souls themselves, the animal soul and the godly soul. Perek Tes. V'hine mokim mishkan nefesh ha-bahamish ha-meklipas negam b'cholish Yisrael, the dwelling place of the animal soul that comes from Klipas Nega, which exists in every Jew, who belev b'cholol smoli shehu molidam. This, it is in the left side of the heart, in the place that is full of blood. Uchsiv ki adam hu anefesh, because the nefesh, the animal soul, is related to the blood, is in the blood, and therefore its dwelling place is in the primary organ of the blood, and that is the heart, but the left side of the heart. The function of the left side of the heart is primarily for the blood. And that's why all passion and boasting and anger and similar characteristics are in the heart. And it is from the heart that they spread throughout the body, because anger is experienced throughout the body and desire is experienced throughout the body. But it all begins in the heart. Gam, not only does it spread to the rest of the body, which is lower than the heart, but gam eilulameyach shabereish, it also rises to the mind in the head. L'chashev u'lahayir bohem, to think of them, of these attributes, of the passion or of the anger or of the boasting. U'lehishakim bohem, and to use the intelligence to find ways to pursue them and to attain these desires and anger and so on. How is it that the desire of the heart rises to the mind? Where does rising come to the animal soul? So the Alter Rebbe says that just as the blood originates in the heart and from the heart it spreads to all the limbs, including also rising to the brain, the gamay lulamei shabazeish, in with the blood comes also the animal soul. Ach mokim mishkan nefesh olikis hu b'meichan shabazeish, but the dwelling place of the godly soul is in the brain, in the head. Umisham ispashet es l'chol ha'ivodim, and from there it spreads to all the other limbs, the gam belev b'chol ha'yimoni, coming also to the heart, and in the heart it enters the right side, she'en beidam, which whose function is not for the blood. Ukameshikosuv lev chocham liyimine, as it says, the heart of the chocham is to the right, which simply means that the Chocham always turns to the right. Like it says about the Gemara, every Gemara starts with page 2. And since we read from right to left, so the Chocham always looks to the right. And he sees that there's no page 1. He knows that he hasn't even begun to learn. Whereas the heart of the fool is to the left, as soon as he opens the book, he thinks he's already on the second page. because he looks to the left. But the deeper meaning of it is that the heart of the wise, meaning the wise heart, the godly soul, is in the right side. Vehi avas Hashem kirish peshal heves misla heves belev maskilim hamevinim umizbeinim bedaitam asher b'meicham v'dvorim hameirim esahava. What is the expression of the godly soul when it reaches the right side of the heart? It produces there a love for God that flames in the heart, that burns in the heart, that comes as a result of the seichel and the bina and the das that is in the brain when he studies on those three levels, chachma, bina, das, those subjects about godliness that arouse love. There are other subjects that can arouse fear. Chayin, simchas levov, another emotion that the godly soul produces when it reaches the heart, is a joy in the heart, b'tiferes Hashem v'hadar ge'enei, in the beauty of God and in the glory of His greatness, kasher einei hachacham asher bereshei, when the chacham with his mind's eye, using the powers of Chochma and Bina, mistaklim biyikara de malka v'teferes gdulosi ad ein cheker v'ein sei v'tachlis, and he looks at, he contemplates with his mind's eye the glory or the beauty of God, which is endless and unfathomable, kimavur b'makimacha. As all this is explained elsewhere, this produces in the heart a joy in the beauty of God. V'chein shar midas k'deisha shebelev, he mentions love and ahava, which is chesed, and the joy in God's beauty, which is teferes. But the same is true of all the other holy emotions, shebelev, hein mechabad shebemechem. So all these emotions in the heart come from the Chochma Bina Das that is in the brain. So in holiness, as we mentioned earlier in Tanya, in holiness, in the godly soul, the emotion is produced by the intelligence. Whereas in the animal soul, the emotion is only guided by the intelligence, or restricted by the intelligence, but not actually produced by it. In the Hayyim Yom for the 9th of Teves, the Rebbe says that our custom in Aleinu is to say, for they bow to vanity and nothingness, and not to say, we avoid saying, and pray. As it seems that in other versions of the Siddur, it says that they bow to vanity and nothingness and pray to it. But we don't say those words. This wording is used in the Musaf for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur as well, where in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei you have this part of the Aleinu. We spit after these words, and the reason is that speech stimulates the saliva, and we don't want to benefit from the saliva that was produced by the words describing the idols.